Hi everyone, I'm Liam, and I'm delighted to be here today to share my experience of planning an incredible scenic walking tour with three of my closest companions across the magnificent North Island. It was an amazing journey, and I hope my tips will inspire you to organise your own trip.
When we first sat down to choose our destination, some of my friends wanted coastal beaches, while others suggested ancient pine forests. However, it was the rare chance to witness active volcanoes that ultimately made us choose the North Island for our adventure. Preparing the itinerary required a lot of negotiation before we left. Mapping out the exact daily routes was simple enough, and coordinating our personal schedules didn't take long either. But settling on a realistic budget that suited everyone's individual finances turned out to be our biggest hurdle. Packing correctly is vital for a multi-day walking tour. Many people obsess over finding the perfect hiking boots or packing heavy woolen sweaters for chilly nights. From our experience, though, a high-quality rainproof jacket is the single most indispensable item you can bring due to the highly unpredictable mountain weather. On our third day, we hiked through a dense native forest. We had been told to expect stunning volcanic lakes, which were indeed beautiful. Instead, it was the spectacular waterfalls tucked away off the main path that completely stole our breath away and left us totally speechless. Accommodation options along the tracks vary wildly across the island. We initially thought about setting up tents at various public campsites and briefly considered treating ourselves to luxury hotels at night. Ultimately, we compromised and stayed in cosy wooden cabins, which kept us warm, dry, and comfortable. Navigating the paths is straightforward enough if you use a modern smartphone app or a detailed printed map. However, if you want to truly uncover the fascinating Maori legends and deep cultural heritage of the landscape, hiring a local guide is something I cannot recommend highly enough. Walking up to 8 hours a day can certainly take a physical toll on your body. A few of my friends complained about painful blisters, and others suffered from sudden knee pain. For me, dealing with a heavy backpack caused the greatest amount of fatigue and discomfort by the end of each afternoon. The food we encountered along the way was another delightful surprise. We expected to live on basic dried rations, or perhaps sample traditional roast lamb at country pubs. Actually, it was the fresh seafood we bought directly near the coast that became the true culinary highlight of the entire trip. After a grueling day on your feet, finding a way to recover is essential. We initially thought about visiting some famous glowworm caves to unwind after dark, but we discovered that soaking in the natural hot springs was the ultimate way to soothe our aching muscles before bed. When we returned home, I posted our complete route on a popular travel forum. I thought people might find the trek exhausting or overly challenging. I was absolutely thrilled when a prominent travel editor reviewed our path and praised it as being completely unforgettable.
Thank you, and I'm happy to take any questions now.